Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Mike Wilden, he's chief of staff to Governor Sandoval. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Trey Abney, and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome Mike Wilden to the program. He is currently chief of staff to Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, formerly head of Health and Human Services for almost 41 years. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Just a quick answer. Why did you decide to make the change?
Well, I made the change because the governor asked me to make the change. So it's always hard to turn a governor down. So,
What did he say to you was his reasoning?
I said he needed me to come over and help him with the upcoming legislative session, budget issues, those types of things. So HHS is a big piece of the budget. I've spent a big portion of my career helping finance Health and Human Services. And so that was the discussion. He really needed legislative and somebody who knew and understood the budget.
Okay, so you know, I've always referred to you on this program, and I'm not going to stop, as one of the good guys in state government.
Appreciate
I think that you've had a big heart in all the things you've done, even when it's come to budget cuts. The numbers we're seeing, the Economic Forum says that we are significantly short on revenue coming in. And one of the things that I wanted to ask about was, now the Economic Forum has to be extremely conservative, right? I mean, that's their job, is to be extremely conservative. But we're looking at the state with all these massive projects in Southern Nevada, over $12 billion worth of new projects coming online over the next couple of years, in terms of at least the construction side of it. Great growth in Northern Nevada, with Tesla being one of the bases for that. Is that being accounted for in the Economic Forum's thinking when they talk about such a large shortfall?
Well, I think if you followed their discussion on December 3rd, I think they tried to account for that. I mean, you know, everybody's hopeful. The economy is improving. Jobs are being created. You know, people are going back to work. So there is a sense of optimism. But as a budgeter, you don't want to get out there, you know, forecasting revenues that aren't going to, you know, come about. So I think, you know, they typically stay in the middle of the road. Like you said, they've forecasted their work, and we're now using their forecast, about a $6.3 billion forecast for the next biennium. that's better than what they were looking at a couple months
ago. And that's 6.3, that is without the taxes that are scheduled to sunset.
6.3 billion excludes the sunsets, yes. They are not allowed, the Economic Forum, to forecast taxes that aren't lawfully able to go forward. And so 6.3 billion for the 16-17 biennium is excluding sunsets.
Now, the sunsets seem like that would be the easiest thing for the legislature to do. But the governor has made some statements in recent days that he really wants to look at our structure to make sure that Nevada's revenue grow as our economy grows. I know you've had some conversations about that with some of the leadership in the legislature. How have those conversations gone?
Well, I think the legislative leadership and the governor are looking at all the angles. We're meeting almost daily now, trying to look at both the expenditure side of the equation and the revenue side. I think you can see from the Economic Forum numbers, and I think what the governor has been saying is our economy has changed. I mean, you can see things where gaming revenue isn't performing as it was originally forecasted. You know, we're off about $50 million in gaming revenue for this biennium. Net proceeds on minerals, mining, we're off about $140 million there. So things that we had counted on, you know, the economy has changed, things are changing. Sales tax is our bright spot right now, if you will. And so I think the idea is to try to align the revenue stream with where the economy is going.
Let's talk about sales tax, because you're right, sales tax is a bright spot, but we exclude services. And when the sales tax was implemented in 1955, services were about 30% of the economy in the state of Nevada. Goods were 70%. We have almost shifted to an opposite where you have service, which is about 60% of the economy, goods at 40%. So do you think there's going to be a want from the governor, from the legislature, to take a look at that and have a sales tax that more directly reflects the economic activity?
Well, I'm just going to say what I say all the time. We're looking at all the options, and as I say to people, you know, the governor will announce his revenue plan if he needs to have a revenue plan on the 15th of January when he does a State of the State. It's just too early for us to announce what he's going to do. We're looking at all options,
okay,
whether that's business tax, sales tax, property tax, extending the sunsets. We're reviewing all the options.
Okay, so as you look at this, as you know, former head of HHS, you had to make some pretty tough decisions. And I know the governor has asked all the department heads, because there's almost $1 billion increase that everybody's after, and everybody wants to have increases, obviously, in their budgets. But when you looked at the reality under this governor and other governors, is there room for, you know, state departments to be at a cut any more from their budgets that would make sense?
Well, let's talk about the word cuts, I guess. So what you see right now is the agencies have requested expenditures at about $7.7 billion. So the process is always the same. They ask in the end of August, first part of September, for what they think they need and want and have to have, or, you know, different things. And we always go through the process of, is that really what you need? Most of the work that goes on is not necessarily cutting the agency's request budget from paring back existing programs, but is it, do we believe programs will grow at the rate that the agency heads think they will? We do a lot of calculations, like in Medicaid, schools, things like that. What does caseload growth look like today versus when they were building budgets last June, July? So there's a lot of changes that go along in that process. Same process every 2 years. The agency request budgets are never funded at what the agencies request, and we will get at what I call a more real number by the end of December.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Wilden when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year,
including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We'll get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Wilden. He's Chief of Staff to Governor Brian Sandoval. So let's talk about Health and Human Services, your former department here, and Medicare. Is this going the way you expected it would go in terms of the numbers, or has it exceeded your expectations?
The caseload growth has actually exceeded the expectations. If you remember back a year ago when the governor made the decision to opt in, we were at about 330,000 Medicaid recipients and then an additional 20,000, what we call Nevada checkups. So call that 350,000 recipients. We're now sitting at 600,000.
Wow.
So, you know, 75-80% growth in recipients. We'd counted on growth, but it's less than this. We were thinking about a 50% growth, and we're at 75-80% growth.
Okay, so as you look at this, number one, how much of this is being paid for by the federal government in terms of the expansion? And number two, do we have the doctors and the facilities to handle this growth?
So break it down simply. If you call that, you know, that growth, you know, 250,000 new recipients growth, about 170,000 of that 250,000 in growth are what we call the new eligibles, the childless adults. Many of them are homeless, the mentally ill, those kinds of things. And that was a conscious decision to expand into that group. That group of people receive 100% federal financing through the next, I think, through 17, fiscal year 17. And then the financing will decrease federally from 100% to 90% over a number of years, and the state will have to pick up about 10% of those costs. For the other 70,000, 80,000 new enrollees that we picked up the last year, they get a blend of, you know, some of them get almost 98% federal funding for the kids that we've enrolled, and then we get about 64% federal funding for the others. So there's a substantial federal investment. In fact, I was looking at numbers last night in the Medicaid program, where we've actually grown the general fund support for Medicaid from only about $516 million 2 years ago to about $560 million now. So $50 million in general fund support has brought in $1 billion of federal revenue.
Okay, so
doubled federal revenue.
Okay, which is good news for the state, at least. But what about the people providing the services? You know, how are we sitting there? Because we weren't in great shape with that prior to this.
Sam, we've never been in great shape with the provider networks in the state. I mean, you know, if you go around and talk with whatever physician group, we don't have enough at certain times. Primary and preventative care physicians, psychiatry, those are difficult for us. And so we're always trying to find ways to better leverage the systems. One of the things that we've been using to help us with that is ensuring that as many Medicaid patients as possible are enrolled in managed care organizations. Before we started the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, we had as low as 58-59%. We're now in the mid-70 percentiles. And so we count on the managed care organizations to help us develop networks and ensure access to care.
Mike, in talking to some of the newly elected Assembly Republicans, they say we should opt out of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It would save the state money. What is the feasibility of that, and what are the ramifications if the state of Nevada decided, after having implemented already, that we're going to get out of the system?
Well, you know me, I'm passionate about human services. I think it would be a foolish decision. I think the governor made the correct decision years ago when he decided to expand Medicaid, and I'll say it for this reasons. First, lots of the childless adults, for example, the homeless, those types of things, those were all funded with local dollars. And so that's 100% Nevada. It's all Nevada taxpayer dollars. But one of the goals is we send so many dollars to Washington that we don't bring back into Nevada. So when you opt in to the Affordable Care Act, you're able to leverage those dollars, those Nevada taxpayer dollars that we send to Washington. We send a buck, only get 80 cents back. This helps bring dollars back into Nevada and to improve our economy directly.
And let's talk about, and we have about a minute 15, which is not nearly enough time, but you're always welcome back to continue the conversation. Mental health. Everybody talks about mental health, but what does increasing help for mental health in this state really mean in the upcoming biennium?
Well, as you know, the governor created the Behavioral Health and Wellness Council. They've made 18-20 recommendations now. We've implemented many of those. Additional inpatient beds in the hospitals, clearing out our ERs, mobile crisis teams for kids. What it means is better services, and what it means also is that we're bringing, and again, leveraging federal dollars to this process. Valley Hospital just opened a new 50-bed psych unit that we are funding largely with federal dollars. We've expanded the Ross and Neal Hospital. All these services are growing and will continue to grow in the next biennium.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mike Wilden, always a pleasure to share. Come back soon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
My family's been providing senior care in Nevada for over 40 years. We built the Arbors because we saw a need for quality care, specifically for those with Alzheimer's or other memory impairments. The Arbors is safe, comfortable, and homey, with plenty of indoor and outdoor space. We promote independence and offer physical, social, and mental activities for all of our residents. Memory care, it's all we do, and that's why we do it so well.
Tell me more about the Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
You mean the best TV, internet, and voice?
Charter Spectrum Triple Play!
TV!
200 free in sweet HD, 10,000 on demand.
Instantly.
I'm not just the operator. Dish to dish, I'm your liberator.
Charter Spectrum TV, just $29.99. Call
1-844-499-999.
Charter Spectrum High Speed means no slowdown. 60 megs, I like the way that sounds.
Say goodbye to DSL. Say hello to Fast As.
Charter Spectrum Internet, just $29.99. Call
1-844-499-999. Charter Spectrum Voice, unlimited talk.
Zero fees and features that rock.
Crystal clear connection, say hi.
Charterators, standing by. Charter Spectrum Voice, just $29.99. Call
1-844-499-999.
Yeah.
1-844-499-999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Trey Abney is here. He's Director of Government Relations for the Chamber, which is in Northern Nevada. Mary Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Howard Rosenberg is UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, a former member of the Board of Regents, and a current member of the Washoe County School Board. So I want to bring this topic up because it's so much in the news right now. And I think that we as regular people need to discuss this, which is the report that the Democrats in the Senate released on torture. and what your thoughts are on why they did it and what the reality is.
Well, it's certainly a legitimate thing to discuss, but you made the point that it was the Democrats in the Senate that released it. It was Democrats and their staffers that released it. It was not Republicans in the Senate, and it certainly wasn't the CIA. And all I know is you've got like six former directors and the current director of CIA saying that this report is false versus some Democrat staffers on the Hill saying it's true. I'm probably going to stick with the CIA guys, the guys that know what's going on. It was definitely a partisan effort. It's not a fair look at what happened. I'm not saying the CIA is always right, but it's certainly not a fair look at what happened.
What's the point? I mean, I'm sorry, we are talking CIA, you're talking national security. I loved one of the tweets I saw last night, one of the executed people from Hezbollah with the head cut off saying, now that's torture. This is the real world, people. You know, read Tom Clancy or Baldacci or whatever you want to do, but unfortunately, national security is not an easy game.
Right. And this is a reality. I'd like to flesh this out a little bit more with you because, you know, the world is not a pretty place. And
no.
Although we like to talk about democracy and all the rest of it, the reality is that there are bad people out there that want to do bad things to the United States. And the United States, the only way that they can combat that is to do bad things to other people. Is that not really the
truth?
Well,
and make your choice. I mean, do you want to not waterboard, injure, or take somebody's pants down and embarrass them because of their religion? Or do you want 4,000 people trying to escape a burning building that is collapsing? I mean, intelligence is not pretty, but had we had a little bit more of it, maybe 9/11 wouldn't have happened. Maybe 4,000 or whatever the number turned out to be wouldn't be dead. And it's just ugly. And it's a side of life that shouldn't be, but we're not nirvana. We're not utopia. And we are human.
Howard? Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 happened. It had never happened to us before. It had never even come close to happening to us before.
You wouldn't consider Pearl Harbor?
No, not the same. It was Hawaii, which wasn't even a state. It was away from our, quote, shores.
And it was a military target.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All bets are off during
it's
war.
It's different. They knew that there could be something. Whoever even thought for a second that this could happen? Did people overreact? Yes. Would I have done the same thing? Probably. And it is that question of, it's wonderful to be righteous and self-righteous. When you're faced with the horror of what it is, and decisions have to be made now, you do what you feel needs to be done. And if I were there, probably would have done the very same thing.
Well, and you've got a bunch of politicians in suits, you know, on Capitol Hill just
right.
Fanning themselves with faux outrage
yep.
that have never even been out in the field and understand what these guys go through. And, you know, one of the questions is torture actually work? Do you actually get valuable and valid information? Maybe not out of everybody, but I'm damn well pretty sure it does out of some people. You know,
there's a reason why we train our intelligence officers to withstand torture. There's
right.
a reason why years ago you had the poison pill and stuff like that. I mean, it's all part of that process. Now, does the average human being survive in that process? No. It's a very specific mindset. It's a very specific training. And it's stuff that, you know, unfortunately, until we all decide that we're going to get along, and it's not going to happen that way.
Howard?
It's like a bad movie is really what it is when you come right down to it. There is no way to predict what's going to happen. Your intelligence is only as good as you can trust the source of the intelligence. People put themselves on the line every single day. There are guys out there now that could be killed
that could
like
be killed that.
That
fast because of this stuff getting out.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Come on, people. Wake up to the realities of life. I don't like it, but that's the way it is now.
Well,
how do we maintain our humanity in the face of this kind of stuff?
And people don't seem to realize there are people that really legitimately hate us. They think our method of life is wrong. They think we're decadent. They think we should be wiped out. So, you know, I'm sorry, but we're not loved by everybody, and neither are the Brits or the French or the Italian. I mean, this is not
Russians
an easy
or
world.
Anybody else.
And our goal should not be to be loved. It should be feared and respected.
Respected. Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting to see leaders of a lot of countries where jail conditions, let alone torture, are objecting to what's in this report.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's an irony.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely a falsity. That's a steer you in another direction.
Could I tell you a little story?
Go ahead.
Talking about humanity, in 1975, I worked for the Army. I put a film component into the Army Music and Theater Program. They assigned me that first summer to the DMZ in Korea. I was there to do film programming for the guys. They were stuck there for 11 months, then they got a month off, that kind of thing. We didn't have enough room to show any of the film on a big screen indoors, so we did it outdoors. After the third night, one of the guys came up to me very gently and said, look behind you, look behind you. So look behind me, I didn't see anything. He said, look up. I looked up in the trees. The North Korean soldiers were sitting in the trees watching the movie, waving at us. Now, there is humanity. All we've got to do is find it and make the connection.
And we'll be right back.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed and ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
If you like unbelievable holiday bargains, well, just head straight to Carson City's Capital City Loans, where you'll find previously owned items like jewelry for a fraction of their original cost. We're like a high discount shopping center with everything from guitars and drums and other instruments to a whole collection of guns to a library of over 1,000 DVDs for $1.99 and under, and all kinds of electronics for instant financing on great used autos. Stop in and see John. We're Capital City Loans, where you get a lot more for your gift shopping money.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Andy Barbano of the Sparks Tribune on Ira Hansen and school superintendents. Quite a show. We'll see you on the next broadcast.